Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Steelers didn't even play yesterday, but it is a victory Monday in Pittsburgh. What a weekend of football around the NFL. Vibes are high after the first weekend in October with the home team at 3-1 and the rest of the division floundering. Some other big dogs in the league looking quite vulnerable as well. Philly, Buffalo, both losers yesterday. The teams we all viewed as elite and untouchable looked anything but on Sunday. Is there a dominant team in the NFL? I don't think so. And that is good news for the Steelers. Are they the best team? No. Are they the best team in the AFC? Still no. But how many teams are better than them right now? I don't think it's a super long list. It's Donnie Football with you on 93.7 The Fan until 7 tonight. I give you an hour of overtime leading you up to Monday Night Football on The Fan. Chiefs and Jags kick off at 8:15, and it can be heard right here courtesy of the NFL on Westwood One. Gorgeous Charlie Borges is here. He is behind the glass, as is intern Jack, who benefits from no class on Mondays. Some fun segments planned later with the guys. A few guests lined up as well. Nick Faribault usually joins me Monday nights at 6:30, but he will join me in about a half hour to talk Steelers. Brian Batko will talk about the same thing at 5:15 today. Joe Smeltzer from Nittany Sports Now hops on at 3:15 to break down the historic Penn State loss against UCLA on Saturday. By the way, Pitt won big after making a change at QB. We will get into that also. And how about this? Hockey season right around the corner. Not even right around the corner. It is here. The Penguins begin their regular season tomorrow night. Rickard Rakell, he and his 35 goals from last season, will join the show today at 4:15. Looking forward to that chat because hockey is here. I know Charlie is very excited about it. The guys took off today, so you are stuck with me on this Monday post-bye week, and what a bye week it was for your Pittsburgh Steelers. There were three checkpoints for Pittsburgh to have a successful bye. The Vikings had to beat the Browns. They did that 21-17 in London yesterday morning. The Texans had to beat the Ravens. They did that, and then some, 44-10. Yesterday in Baltimore. The Lions had to beat the Bengals. They did that. They went into Cincinnati and won that game 37-24, and it really wasn't as close as what that score would indicate. They were able to check every single one of those boxes by about 7:30 last night. And funny enough, the Browns looked like the team that had the most life of anybody. They led the Vikings until the final seconds in London. You heard that call, courtesy of the NFL on Fox, also the NFL Network. You heard the calls from the NFL on CBS with both the Texans and Ravens game, along with the Bengals and Lions game. The Browns were the only team that showed anything. Dylan Gabriel, at times, he looked like he knew what he was doing. The Ravens were lifeless. I know they had about a half dozen Pro Bowlers out due to injury, but my goodness. They allowed the Texans a team that struggles to score 17 points per game, look like the greatest show on turf. They looked like the 07 Patriots, the 2013 Broncos. The Bengals got some cosmetic touchdowns at the end. That game, like I said, was not as close as the 13-point difference would tell you. They never threatened the Lions at any point in that game. There was a point in which Ja'Marr Chase had almost as many tackles as he did receptions, because that's how often Jake Browning and that Bengals offense would turn it over. And all the Steelers did was sit back on their couches and watch as the entire division lost ground on them. The Steelers will begin the divisional schedule on Sunday, and then a Thursday night trip to Cincinnati follows. But they are sitting in a pretty nice position right now. It is hard to deny. I know that I usually have praise for the Baltimore Ravens. They have begun to dominate the AFC North, and we haven't seen a division title in this town since 2020, when fans weren't even allowed to attend games. That team has some major issues. And they had some before the injury bug hit them like the plague. Lamar Jackson is among the best players in football at the game's most important position. You knew they were already fighting an uphill battle without him, but yesterday the effort was just non-existent. And that is a blight on John Harbaugh. That team in Baltimore has given up 41, 38, 37, and 44 points in their losses. The only win coming against the Browns in Week 2, a game that people have said was actually closer than the 41-17 score would indicate. The back half of their schedule is easier than what the Steelers will look at in the final 12 weeks, but they do have to count on two pretty big things within their own building. Lamar Jackson being back at 100% or close to it, and that defense figuring it out. Because even before the injuries, they could not stop anyone. They looked like the 2024 Bengals, a team that could score a lot of points, but would also always give up a ton. The betting market still is not buying into the Steelers. Kay Adams and Pony's friends at FanDuel, they currently have the AFC North odds looking like this. Baltimore at minus 105, the favorite. Pittsburgh is plus 130. Cincy is plus 1100. Cleveland is plus 1700. It's as if they are already counting on the collapse like we saw in 2024, because the Steelers did have a nice, healthy lead with a few games to go, and we saw what happened. The lead vanished in a flash. The same thing has happened more than once in the last decade. The Steelers have had a division lead of multiple games with not that much time left to play, and the Ravens managed to not only catch up to them, but pass them and win it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If Lamar Jackson isn't right the rest of the season, the Ravens are done. The same story goes with the Bengals. Cincy minus Joe Burrow is absolutely zero threat. They should probably try to trade for Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston before it's too late, or else it's just a white flag being waved on their season. The Browns actually seem to pose the biggest threat at this current moment, given the Ravens' injuries. And I've seen this point made by a few people, and it is true. Mike Tomlin has plenty of blemishes on his mark. But one thing about him is that his teams can still stand on their own two feet if the quarterback is lost for a period of time. 2019 is the prime example. Big Ben goes down in the second game of the year, and the Steelers were 0-2. They had to ride with Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges. And at one point, the team was sitting at 8-5 until losing the final three games. But that team did anything but lay down and die. Zach Taylor, his record without Joe Burrow, it's almost unbelievable. And I'm counting on some Bengals blog pages here, but I did check a few of them, and they all had the same record. He is 4-31-1 without Joe Burrow. 4-31-1. Meanwhile, he is 41-17 with Joey B at QB. John Harbaugh hasn't been tied to Lamar Jackson his whole career, but in recent years, his teams have been lost without Jackson in the game. 2021, the Ravens lost Jackson for the final six games. They were 8-3 in full command of the AFC North. They did not win another game. They finished 8-9. They missed the playoffs. That just doesn't happen here. And that's a feather in Tomlin's cap. By the way, the Bills, the only undefeated team in the AFC, they lost at home to the Patriots last night. The fourth Bills game in 5 weeks, in case anybody else gets the same feeling as me, and that is, do the Bills just play nothing but home games? I swear I'm not going crazy. It feels like that team only plays in Buffalo, and we get to be reminded that their fans invented tailgating, they invented football, they invented snow. And they'll shovel it, too. Nobody in the league looks untouchable. Philly losing at home yesterday. They blew a two-score lead in the process to what I would say is a pretty good, not great, Broncos team. And all of that being said, I'm not saying the Steelers are the best team in football. They're not really all that close to it. I'm not saying they're the best team in the AFC. But every team in the game seems to have a whole lot of warts right now. It seems more open than it has in a very long time. Now the big question becomes, is this for real? Or like 2024, is it all fool's gold? 412-928-9370. I want to get some of your thoughts on the Steelers heading into a matchup with the Cleveland Browns on Sunday, but your reaction to the rest of the AFC North losing yesterday. Where are you at with the Pittsburgh Steelers right now? Do you see this team as the one sitting in the driver's seat in the AFC North? How many teams in the AFC do you feel are better than what we have here in Pittsburgh? Or are they just fooling all of us? Is this like 2024 all over again? A good start that will eventually crumble once this team plays the back half of its schedule. 412-928-9370. I want to get the pulse of the people out there. Coming off a bye week that feels like a victory Monday because all three teams in the AFC North went down.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.